So here we are at Knock Hill Circuit. I've got Stuart Gray with me. Stuart, thank you very much for hosting us here. Tell me a little bit about the circuit as well, some of the history and some of the things you guys do.
Yeah, delighted to host you. Knock Hill's Scotland's National Motorsport Centre, just going into our 52nd year of being here. We host all forms of motorsport, from the karting through to car racing such as British Touring Cars, superbikes. We have a motorcycle race meeting approximately once a month, rally events, rally cross. So almost any motorsport with two or four wheels we'll host from April through to October. But we are open all year round. The kart centre, the driving experiences, track days throughout the winter, weather permitting. And delighted to be the National Centre for Scotland. The profile of Knock Hill goes all over Scotland, all over the UK, all over the world indeed, and some 200,000 people visit the circuit annually, so it's great fun to be involved in a business that's also your sport.
You've got the kids, the 8 to 16 year olds out on karts at the moment. You've had McLaren drivers going around the other track as well. It is a very busy place. There's lots going on here. There's lots of trailers around with cars on as well.
We have on the main track McLaren and Lotus owners. The dealerships have got their latest models, and they're trying to tempt the owners from their current car into the latest souped up model. The kart track, as you say, is running, and up on the hillside the rally experience has been out today as well. So generally speaking, there can be multiple things going on all over the venue simultaneously, whether that's on the big track or hillside rally or indeed on the kart track.
What about yourself? How did you get into motorsport? Where does your love come from?
Motorsport in the Gray family started through my father back in the 1960s. He was a great fan of the MG and had a MG 1300 and MG Midget, member of the MG Car Club. And both my brother and I learnt to drive when we were about 12 or 13 at sporting events run by the car club. And then I ultimately went to college and did a sports management degree in how to run a sports facility, and was a racing driver at the same time. And that's how I ended up getting a job at Knock Hill 41 years ago.
It's obviously keeping you here. You obviously love the sport itself, but you mentioned a lot about the rally, the touring car, the superbikes and so on, but there's a lot of connection to the community as well.
We do a lot with a number of charities and local organisations. One of the first 200 companies in the UK to be awarded the highest award by the British government, called the Gold Covenant, in 2019, and that was re-awarded in 2024. That's for what we do for the forces. Air Ambulance is a key charity for us, raising about 20,000 a year. And separate to that, we have a ladies group called Females in Scottish Motorsport, trying to get parity in the number of ladies and girls taking part in motorsport. And also finally working with Disability Motorsport Scotland. They help advise us on what we can do sporting wise, and also improving the facilities for access, and happy to do so.
See, it's probably easier for you sitting down to put it. This is just like a big onesie with a zip up the front. So we're going to be putting on the race suit, so we'll have a go at putting this on then.
Okay. There are Velcro bits at the bottom. We'll get loosen them up for you.
Why did it have to be 20 odd degrees outside?
I know, and they're heavy suits as well.
They are quite heavy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Zip myself in.
Balaclava.
That's the hair rune.
That's it. And then we'll get you a helmet. Okay, how's that feel?
Yeah, tight.
Excellent. And the final item, racing gloves. Okay, make our way to the pit lane.
Okay, if you want to put your hand there, careful with it. But that's the anti-roll bar. And if you can stand in the seat there, hit the gear, and then just kind of slide yourself down. Comfy?
Yeah,
not actually built for comfort, but
is that? That's what it's safe.
Yeah. Just put your hands on the wheel.
Yep.
And you you happy with the pedal scoop?
You've got the additional steering wheel. So we'll go out, we'll do a couple of gentle laps initially. The track's 440 metres long, so we'll go down to turn one, which is a right-hander. We'll come back up about 50 metres, then onto a fast left-hander, back down, a right-hander, and then the last corner is a tight hairpin to the right. We'll be doing speeds of about 40 miles an hour, so hopefully you'll find it exciting and rewarding as well.
The two-seater is capable of 45 miles an hour. The main exciting thing is the fact you're so low to the ground. The turning forces are immense. The tyre grip is very high. Steering's very direct. The engine is just behind us, so it's noisy, and it really gives all the thrill of karting.
You're right, when you're so low and you're flying around that track, it feels an awful lot faster, and the grip, it feels as if it's actually glued to the circuit that just grips and goes.
The bottom of the kart is probably only 3 centimetres from the ground, so the roll centre is very, very low, almost glued to the track. And then we're on slick racing tyres. In today's heat and a warm track, add an extra amount of tyre grip as well. So everything combined means that the cornering speeds are actually remarkably high.
That was a lot of fun.
Good. Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, being round the circuit in the two-seater buggy, that was quite an experience, Stuart. Lots, as we said, going on here at Knock Hill, and lots of opportunities for people to come along, spectate or get involved as well. If people would like to find out more about the circuit, how do they do that?
Main source of contact is really knockhill.com or our social media on Facebook and Instagram. We post several times a day on what's going on or what's coming up, but the website is the main activity. Or if anybody's unsure, just pick up the phone 01383 72337, and the team will be more than delighted to explain all the different options and when they're available.
Stuart, thanks so much for hosting us at Knock Hill.
You're welcome. Thank you.